Emerald Tablet 3, The Key of Wisdom. I, Toth the Atlantean, give of my wisdom, give of my knowledge, give of my power. Freely I give to the children of men. Give that they too might have wisdom to shine from the world, from the veil of the night. Wisdom is power, and power is wisdom, one with each other, perfecting the whole. Be thou not proud, O man, in thy wisdom. Discourse with the ignorant as well as the wise. If one comes to thee full of knowledge, listen and heed, for wisdom is all. Keep thou not silent when evil is spoken, for truth, like the sunlight, shines above all. He who oversteppeth the law shall be punished, for only through law comes the freedom of men. Follow thine heart during thy lifetime. Do thou more than is commanded of thee. When thou hast gained riches, follow thine heart, for all these are of no avail if thy heart be weary. Diminish thou not the time of following thy heart, it is a bourne of the soul. They that are guided go not astray, but they that are lost cannot find a straight path. If thou go among men, make for thyself love, the beginning and end of the heart. If one cometh unto thee for counsel, let him speak freely, that the thing for which he hath come to thee may be done. If he hesitates to open his heart to thee, it is because thou, the judge, doest the wrong. Repeat thou not extravagant speech, neither listen thou to it, for it is the utterance of one not in equilibrium. Speak thou not of it, so that he before thee may know wisdom. Silence is of a great profit, and abundance of speech profit nothing. Exalt not thine heart above the children of men, lest it be brought lower than the dust. If thou be great among men, be honored for knowledge and gentleness. If thou seekest to know the nature of a friend, ask not his companion, but pass a time alone with him. Debate with him, testing his heart by the words in his bearing. That which goeth into the storehouse must come forth, and the things that are thine must be shared with a friend. Knowledge is regarded by the fool as ignorance, and the things that are profitable are to him hurtful. He liveth in death, it is therefore his food. The wise man lets his heart overflow, but keeps silent his mouth. O man, list to the voice of wisdom, list to the voice of light. Mysteries there are in the cosmos that unveiled fill the world with their light. Let he who would be free from the bonds of darkness first divine the material from the immaterial, the fire from the earth. For know ye that as earth descends to earth, so also fire ascends unto fire and becomes one with fire. He who knows the fire that is within himself shall ascend unto the eternal fire and dwell in it eternally. Fire, the inner fire, is the most potent of all force, for it overcometh all things and penetrates to all things of the earth. Man supports himself only on that which resists, so earth must resist man, else he exists not. All eyes do not see with the same vision, for to one an object appears of one form and color, and to a different eye of another. So also the infinite fire, changing from color to color, is never the same from day to day. Thus speak I, Toth, of my wisdom, for man is a fire burning bright through the night, never is quenched in the veil of the darkness, never is quenched by the veil of the night. Hark ye, O man, and list to this wisdom. Where do name and form cease? In consciousness, invisible, an infinite force of radiance bright. The forms that ye create by brightening thy vision are truly effects that follow thy cause. Man is a star bound to a body, until in the end he is freed through his strife. Only struggle and toil in thy utmost shall the star within thee bloom out in new life. He who knows the commencement of all things, free is a star from the realms of night. Remember, O man, that all which exists is only another form of that which exists not. Everything that has been is passing into another being, and that thou thyself art not an exception. Consider the law, for all is law. Seek not that which is not of the law, for such exists only in the illusion of the senses. Wisdom cometh to all her children, even as they cometh unto wisdom. All through the ages the light has been hidden. Awake, O man, and be wise. Deep in the mysteries of life have I traveled, seeking and searching for that which is hidden. List thee, O man, and be wise. Far, neath the earth's crust, in the halls of Amenti, masters I saw that are hidden from men. Oft have I journeyed the deep hidden passage, looked unto the light that is life among men. There, neath the flowers of life ever living, searched I the hearts and the secrets of men. Found I that man is but living in darkness, light of the great fire is hidden within. Before the lords of hidden Amenti learned I the wisdom I give unto men, masters are they of the great secret wisdom, brought from the future of infinity's end. Seven are they, the lords of Amenti, overlords they are of the children of morning, sons of the cycles, masters of wisdom. Formed are they not as the children of men. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are the titles of the masters of men. Far from the future, formless yet forming, came they as teachers for the children of men. Live they forever, yet not of the living, bow not to life and yet free from death. Rule they forever with infinite wisdom, bound ye not bound to the dark halls of death. Life they have in them, yet life that is not life, free from all are the lords of all. Forth from them come forth the Logos, instruments they are powers of all. Vast is their countenance, yet hidden in smallness, formed by a forming known yet unknown. 3. Holds the key of all hidden magic, creator, he of the halls of the dead, sending forth power, shrouding with darkness, binding the souls of the children of men, sending the darkness, binding the soul force, director of negative to the children of men. 4. Is he who looses the power, lord he of life to the children of men. Light is his body, flame is his countenance, freer of souls to the children of men. 5. Is the master, the lord of all magic, key to the word that resounds among men. 6. Is the lord of light, the hidden pathway, part of the souls of the children of men. 7. Is he who is lord of vastness, master of space and the key of the times. 8. Is he who orders the progress, weighs and balances the journey of men. 9. Is the father, vast he of countenance, forming and changing from out of the formless. Meditate on the symbols I give thee, keys are they, though hidden from men. Reach ever upward, O soul of the morning, turn thy thoughts upward to light and to life, find in the keys and numbers I bring thee, light on the pathway from light unto life. Seek ye with wisdom, turn thy thoughts inward, close not thy mind to the flower of light. Place in thy body a thought-formed picture, think of the numbers that lead thee to life. Clear is the pathway to he who has wisdom, open the door to the kingdom of light. Pour forth thy flame as a sun of the morning, shut out the darkness and live in the day. Take thee, O man, as part of thy being, the seven who are but not yet as they seem. Opened, O man, have I my wisdom, follow the path and the way I have led. Masters of wisdom, son of the morning, light and life to the children of men. End of Tablet 3.